News Talk 1110 KBND News Time, 5 minutes after 5. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 5 o'clock news on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Kelly Blyer. Kelly's in the newsroom. She's got the Central Oregon News.
Thanks so much, Dennis. The district attorney's office laid off a part-time investigator last week, and Deschutes County leaders are distancing themselves from the action. Interim Deschutes County Administrator Eric Kropp says DA Patrick Flaherty sent them a memo last Friday saying he had eliminated the investigator position currently held by Sharon Sweet.
Also, the district attorney is an independently elected state official. The actions taken by the DA were strictly those of the district attorney and not of the county.
Kropp would not elaborate on any potential litigation. He has met with county administrators to discuss their next course of action, but wouldn't say any more. Sweet has been an investigator with the DA's office and county for 5 years. Three-quarters of her time was spent in the DA's office, a quarter at the county investigating personnel matters. She is still employed on a part-time basis with the county. Flaherty says the layoff was made to cut expenses. U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon says he supports efforts to try and stop China from illegally manipulating its currency. Senate Bill 1619 imposes tariffs on imports from countries that deliberately undervalue their currency. Merkley says China's actions in keeping its money artificially low is wrong and has an impact on the U.S. economy.
And by pegging it below its market value, it creates a tariff to our products of about 25% and a subsidy to the export of their products. This systematically discriminates against manufacturing in America, and it's unacceptable.
The Senate bill passed late this afternoon. And today, the Oregon State Land Board approved a new management plan for about 2,000 acres in Central Oregon that makes up the assets for the Common School Fund. Those lands were granted to Oregon at statehood and are managed by the state as an ongoing revenue source for local schools. As part of the plan that was just approved, 9 parcels that total about 500 acres in Central Oregon will be sold. State lands planner Doug Parker says in the past, the management plan was updated every 10 years, but now it is looked at and revised more often.
Because the real estate market is in such a state of flux, we have a number of recommendations and work tasks here that focus on following trends in the Central Oregon region real estate market and to update the plan accordingly. So we're looking at an update cycle here of 5 years or less. And it's got to do with the variability in the real estate market.
Parker says the two most desirable parcels they will sell are Peterson Burn Road near Sisters and Fly Lake near Lake Billy Chinook. Occupy Salem rallies at the Capitol and marches the sidewalks of downtown. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports about 300 protesters joined in.
Beatrice Shapiro of Silverton says the message of protesters nationwide is clear. This is a battle against corporate greed.
The disparity between the wealthy and the poor has never been greater in this country. And I think if you look around, if you look at these signs, I'm not sure where the confusion lies. I think the message is very, very clear.
David Gortner of Salem says it's time to get the money out of politics,
so that we don't have special interest groups, corporations buying politics right now. It's pathetic.
Felicia Heaton, Salem.
The nationwide Occupy Wall Street movement still has people talking as the New York movement moves into its fourth week. Locally, Occupy Bend demonstrators rallied last Friday in downtown Bend. A Bend financial analyst, Bill Valentine, says from his observations, the Tea Party movement and the occupiers have some similarities.
Interesting that the Tea Party movement kind of crosses both parties in that respect. The sort of anti-establishment, anti-bailout thing is a very standard Tea Party view, but many of the people I'm sure that are at Occupy Wall Street, you know, see themselves as the opposite of what the Tea Party represents. So it's sort of a mixed message or virtue that seems to run across both sides of that argument.
Valentine says one solution is a better financial education so people will understand how our economy works. And Bend resident Tim Collette continues to fight foreclosure on his home. Last week, he filed a lawsuit against Chase Bank saying the foreclosure is illegal. Collette tells our news partner News Channel 21 he's not alone in dealing with matters like this.
This thing needs to come to an end, and we need to make some changes. So we have to step out and do something. And if you can't do a lawsuit, fine, do the protest. Do something. Be vocal.
Collette says he supports the groundswell of support for Occupy Wall Street protests across the country. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.